Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to do a deep dive into something pretty interesting. It all started with some comments Vivek Ramaswamy made about the H-1B visa program.
Oh, yeah.
But don't worry, we're not going to get into the whole immigration debate or anything.
Right. Yeah.
What we're actually interested in is some of the observations that Ramaswamy made about American culture itself. And Tom Woods picked up on this in his email newsletter,
He did,
which is what we're going to be looking at today. And the big question here is, does American culture actually hold us back when it comes to things like STEM? You know, science, tech, engineering, and math.
yeah.
Are there things about the way we do things here in America that might actually discourage people from going into those fields or from really excelling? So Woods gets into some pretty interesting ideas about this. He compares the cultural landscape to like a high school pecking order.
Oh, interesting.
And he even draws some parallels to some of the criticisms that have been made about black culture. And in the end, he kind of throws down the gauntlet and says, we need to declare war on mediocrity.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
It is. So let's start with this pecking order idea. What exactly do you think he means by that? And how does that connect to STEM?
Well, I think what Ramaswamy's getting at least as Woods interprets it, is that we have this culture that often values popularity more than it values smarts. And that can end up discouraging kids who are really bright from, really pursuing those talents.
Yeah. Think about all those 90s sitcoms.
Oh, yeah.
Like you always had the prom queen,
Yeah.
and she was always way more popular than like the mathlete. You never saw the mathlete winning prom king or anything like that.
Right. Or,
And the characters who were seen as cool, like think Corey Matthews from Boy Meets World.
yeah.
They were always kind of the average guys. And the nerdy characters, the Screeches and the Steve Urkels,
Oh, yeah.
they were kind of the joke,
They were
right?
always the butt of the joke.
Yeah. So do you think, I mean, those are kind of old examples, right?
Right.
Do you think that's still true today? You know, culture changes.
Well, that's a good point. I think, things have evolved, but I wonder if there's still sort of this underlying message that we send to kids, even if it's subtle. This idea that being really smart isn't as important as being popular or being good at sports or whatever.
Right. Woods actually mentioned some anecdotal evidence from back in the 90s. He knew some immigrant parents who wouldn't even let their kids watch those shows.
Really?
Yeah, they were worried that those shows were promoting mediocrity.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, they were pretty serious about it. But I mean, it does make you think about the messages that we're sending, right? Like, even if it's not intentional, what are we telling kids about what's important?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. I mean, do we as a society really value intellectual achievement as much as we say we do? I think that's a question we all need to ask ourselves.
Yeah. And this is where Woods brings up the comparison to black culture, which is definitely a sensitive
Oh, yeah.
topic. But he's not trying to be offensive or anything. He's just saying that there are some interesting parallels. You know, there's this idea that in some segments of black culture, kids who do really well in school get made fun of for acting white.
Right.
And Woods is saying that maybe there's a similar thing happening in white culture too, maybe not on the same scale, but this idea that being really into academics isn't cool.
Yeah. It really makes you stop and think, doesn't it? Like,
Oh.
are there ways that we're all kind of contributing to these stereotypes without even realizing it?
And do you think, I mean, do we see examples of this playing out in our own lives,
Yeah.
like in our own communities?
That's a good question. It's something we should all think about. I know Woods tells the story about how his own parents were immigrants,
Yeah.
and they were so worried about him getting sucked into this culture of mediocrity that they wouldn't let him watch certain TV shows.
That's crazy.
I know, right? But it shows you how strongly they felt about this.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting, too, that this critique is coming from a conservative perspective. Like, you often hear conservatives criticizing different parts of American culture.
Right.
And Woods is basically saying, hey, we need to add this to the list.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it's good to remember that cultural critiques can come from anywhere. It doesn't have to be just one side of the political spectrum or whatever.
Exactly. And in the end, Woods is really calling for all of us to step it up. Like, he wants us to declare war on mediocrity. And really strive for excellence in everything we do.
A pretty inspiring message, actually.
It is. And he's not saying we have to be workaholics or anything like that.
Right.
He's just saying we should all be trying to be the best versions of ourselves. And he even talks about how he sets goals for himself every year to keep learning and growing.
Yeah, he talks about how he's trying to get better at chess every year.
Right. Like, it doesn't have to be something huge, it can be something small and personal.
Yeah.
But the point is to keep pushing yourself.
I like that. I think it's something we can all relate to. Like, we all have areas where we could be pushing ourselves a little harder, right? It's great. It's like he's walking the walk, you know? He's not just talking about it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be something monumental, you know? It's like finding those little areas where we can improve, those little things that we can do to just chip away at that mediocrity, you
Yeah.
know? Like learning a new skill or reading a challenging book
Yeah.
or even just being more mindful of the way we interact with other people.
So it's like cultivating a growth mindset.
Exactly. Always wanting to learn and evolve and get better.
Yeah.
You know, this whole conversation reminds me of something I read recently about cultural capital.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. What is that again?
It's kind of like this idea that knowledge and skills and education,
Yeah.
they can be valuable assets, just like financial capital.
Oh,
You know? So if you think about excellence as like a form of cultural capital, then mediocrity is kind of like cultural debt.
Oh, that's an interesting way to think about it.
Yeah, it's like we're failing to invest in ourselves and our communities,
Right.
and that can have some pretty big consequences down the line.
So you're saying that by embracing excellence, we're not just benefiting ourselves,
Right.
but we're also contributing to a richer cultural landscape overall.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like creating this virtuous cycle
Yeah.
where individual growth kind of fuels this collective progress. And it all starts with those small everyday choices that we make.
And Woods makes the point that this isn't about becoming a workaholic or anything like that.
Oh, absolutely not.
Like, it's not about chasing some impossible ideal of perfection.
Right. It's about balance.
Yeah.
It's about being intentional with our time and our energy. We all have limitations,
Yeah.
and it's important to recognize those. But within those limitations, there's
Right.
always room for improvement.
So it's not about burning ourselves out.
Right.
It's about making sure that we're not just coasting through life.
Exactly. Being present, being engaged, and always trying to be better.
It's a powerful message, especially in today's world.
It is,
I mean,
yeah.
there are so many distractions.
So many demands on our time.
It's easy to lose sight of what really matters.
Yeah, it's so easy to get caught up in the superficial stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why I think this idea of declaring war on mediocrity,
Yeah.
it's such a powerful message. It's like he's saying, don't settle for average, you can do better.
Right. But where do we even begin?
That's a good question.
How do we actually apply this in our lives?
Well, he talks about setting specific goals,
Okay.
pushing ourselves beyond our comfort zones,
Yeah.
celebrating those little victories along the way. He actually has this whole program
Oh, yeah.
designed to help people achieve their goals and overcome mediocrity.
I did see that.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
he's really passionate about helping people, you know, really tap into their full potential. He believes anyone can do this. Doesn't matter where you come from,
Yeah.
doesn't matter what your circumstances are.
It's a choice.
The
It's a
choice.
decision to declare war on mediocrity.
That's exact.
So it's not just a philosophy.
No.
It's an actual roadmap
It's practical.
to have a more fulfilling life.
Right.
And I think the cool thing is that it's adaptable. Like, it's not about following some strict set of rules.
Well,
It's about finding what works for you and then committing to that journey.
that's it. That's it. But then that begs the question, what does that look like?
Right, exactly. What does this actually look like in practice?
Yeah, I think the answer is probably different for everyone,
Right.
but maybe that's the whole point. Maybe it's about finding your own path to excellence.
Yeah, your own unique path.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and identifying those things that you're really passionate about and
Right.
pursuing them with everything you've got.
So it's about finding what lights your fire.
Exactly, and
Yeah.
fanning those flames.
Yeah.
But I think the key here is to not be afraid to fail.
Yeah. You're gonna fail sometimes.
Yeah, you're going to. Failure is just part of the process.
It's how we learn.
It's how we grow.
So it's about embracing the challenge, learning from our mistakes.
And never giving up on those dreams.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe by raising the bar for ourselves,
Yeah.
we'll inspire other people to do the same.
Right, like a ripple effect.
Exactly.
Like if we all commit to declaring war on mediocrity,
Yeah.
just imagine the positive change we could create.
And that's a vision worth striving for.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It's a pretty amazing thought. But it all starts with us,
Yeah.
right? Like with each of us deciding that we're not going to settle for mediocrity.
Exactly. So, what does all this mean for you? What do you take away from all this talk about American culture and the need to declare war on mediocrity?
It's like, you know, we were talking about that cultural mirror before. It's like we have to take that mirror and turn it on ourselves.
Yeah.
Like really look at our own lives and our own choices and ask ourselves, am I part of the problem? Am I contributing to this culture of mediocrity? Or am I fighting against it?
That's a great way to put it. It's about taking personal responsibility. And then once we've done that, we can ask ourselves, what can I do differently? How can I challenge mediocrity in my own little corner of the world?
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be some big dramatic thing. It could be something small, like maybe instead of spending an hour scrolling through social media tonight, I'll pick up a book and actually learn something new.
Exactly. Or maybe you'll sign up for that class you've been thinking about taking, or maybe you'll offer to mentor someone who's just starting out in their field.
It's all about making those little choices. And those choices add up. They can really make a difference. And speaking of choices, Woods ends his newsletter with this really powerful call to action. He asks, "What one thing could you do today to push yourself towards excellence?"
Yeah, I love that question. It's so simple, but it really gets you thinking. It's a reminder that we don't have to wait for some perfect moment or some grand plan to start making changes. We can start right now, today.
And it doesn't have to be anything huge or life-altering. It could be something small, something you know you can achieve. But it has to be something that moves you in the right direction, something that pushes you towards growth and excellence.
It could be something as simple as finally tackling that project you've been putting off, or maybe it's having that difficult conversation that you've been avoiding, or maybe it's just committing to being more present and engaged in your life.
The important thing is to take action, to break free from that rut of mediocrity and say, I'm going to do better.
You have the power to choose your own path. You can rise above the noise and create a life that's meaningful and fulfilling.
So as we wrap up our deep dive today, we want to leave you with that same question. What one thing are you going to do today to declare war on mediocrity?
We'd love to hear your answers, share your thoughts on social media, or send us an email. Let's keep this conversation going.
And remember, you're not in this alone. We're all on this journey together. And by supporting each other and encouraging each other, we can create a culture that values excellence and empowers everyone to reach their full potential.
And if you want to dig deeper into any of the ideas we talked about today, be sure to check out the show notes for links to Tom Wood's newsletter and some other great resources.
That's it for us today. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll be back soon with more fascinating ideas and thought-provoking conversations. Until then, keep learning, keep growing, and keep striving for greatness.